Hello, good morning. Today I'm going to say a few words about happiness. Of course, I know most, if not all, my listeners are happy and are therefore not in a mood for another sermon on a Sunday. But I feel there may be the odd listener who is not quite happy, especially if, like me, he or she is of a certain age. I'm fascinated with a short column in a recent Sunday Times that shows a very interesting study about happiness in the elderly. Intriguingly, in the same section of the paper, there was an item about a Mary Ellis, who was one of the few women Spitfire aces during the war, and is now only a few months short of her 100th birthday. Apparently, the reason for happiness in old age are not necessarily the ones we tend to think of. For example, while marriage is contributory to happiness, it isn't a big factor. Neither is divorce a big factor in lessening happiness. The study shows five domains of so-called well-being. These are personal, social, health, resources, and the fifth is described as, between inverted commas, local. And it includes public transport and shopping facilities. More intriguingly still is that none of commonly accepted factors are in the top 10 in importance. These, and here I quote, are home ownership, earnings, pension income, wealth, or reliance on income-related benefits. Instead, the most important categories are dominated by physical activities and cognition. With this goes social interaction, involvement in some form of cultural activity, having friends, and keeping fit. The article describes Sir Chris Bonington, the most celebrated British mountaineer, returning to the famous Old Man of Hoy to reclimb it. He even hopes he will be able to do this until his 90s. I mentioned Mary Ellis earlier, and I add that she was given the chance to try her hand once again on a two-seat training fighter. And in spite of the clouds, she flew the plane, and I quote again, as straight as an arrow. My dear listener, I find this such a joy, and I actually feel so good myself just talking about such issues. We seem to have lost a few of the good things we enjoyed in our earlier lives. I, for one, miss our folksy local post office with a long queue, especially around Christmas time. I used to chat to the elderly post office manager and meet familiar people and have a chat, even if they were about the weather. At present, our local bus service is so handy. As a retired person, I tend to use the later buses, and most often I meet familiar people. Even waiting on the bus stop can be enjoyable. In a way, I'm glad I'm still mobile, and I feel so much for people who have some of the difficulties we old people have to accept, whether it is our eyesight, our arthritis, or our need for walking or mobility aids. There comes a time when money really doesn't matter. And here I'm talking as an individual living in Britain, where the safety net of social services and social security are there to give us a reasonable, decent livelihood. But we still need our exercise, our cultural engagement, and our duty to formulate our own individual program for whatever future we still have, whether it is months or years. There is nothing like having something to work for and to enjoy achieving, no matter how mundane or simple it is. But it certainly looks that the overriding factor in our happiness is to have a circle of good friends. We may also be fortunate enough to have children and perhaps grandchildren, but we never forget that they have their own lives, and try as they could, they will not be able to fit us in as regularly as we would wish. we must be satisfied just to follow their progress and enjoy their achievements, and to see them getting things out of life that we aspire to but were unable to obtain. Baha'u'llah tells us, "Beware lest you commit that which would sadden the hearts of your fathers and mothers. Follow ye the path of truth, which indeed is a straight path. Should anyone give you a choice between the opportunity to render a service to me and a service to them, choose ye to serve them, and let such service be a path leading you to me. This is my exhortation and command unto thee. Observe that, therefore, that which thy Lord, the Mighty, the Gracious, hath prescribed unto thee." I find this beautiful, because the Word of God is telling us that the important thing is to serve our fellow humans and help channel all such help eventually towards God. Is this not a joy to contemplate? Isn't this what Jesus meant when he said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God"? And again we read in the Bible, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." So here, my dear listeners, we find some simple means that we can adopt in our attitude to life, and that will give us the building blocks for our happiness, whatever our age or our circumstances. Basically, it is looking after our bodies, our health, and foremost over and above this is honing our spiritual life so as to provide us with the inner tranquility and the ability to see the joy in everything around us and everyone we come across. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.